Well, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
We close that bar and we close that town, and the sun looked different coming up than it did going down. That was long ago. You still
Lately, oh my gosh, that's Richard Schindel and Lucy Kaplansky. They're the Pine Hill Project. Pretty cool stuff. And of course, both of these folks have been doing this songwriting thing for years and years and years, and they were together. Actually, they were part of a trio. Richard Schindel and Lucy Kaplansky were part of a trio called, I think called Don't Cry Now, with Dar Williams involved. And now they've done this Pine Hill Project. And Lucy Kaplansky, I believe she's a psychotherapist when she's not doing her own songs. Pretty cool stuff, huh? Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Marr, and this is Inland Folk. Inland Folk for April the 15th. But you can do your taxes until April the 18th because of the whole Saturday thing. And so you have until, I think it's midnight on the 17th to do your taxes if you haven't done them yet. Most of the folk people I know don't actually make enough money to do taxes, so you guys aren't part of this discussion. Anyway, so yeah, it's tax time. Got to get that stuff done. Okay. All righty, Heidi Muller doing the Good Road theme. Heidi and Bob Webb are going to be in Newport at the Create Place there in Newport, which is, it's neat they're going back to that direction and doing some folk music and doing some back to some wonderful stuff. It's a wonderful building there in Newport, and that's going to be on, I believe, Friday the 28th of April. And then on Saturday the 29th, they go to the Harrington Opera House out there on, not really on Highway 2 and not really on Highway 90. It's just sort of there in kind of some junction, and they will be there. Both of those are 7 o'clock shows, Heidi Muller and Bob Webb. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All righty. Paul Simon came out with a new album this last summer, and it's a pretty good album. This man just continues to evolve as a songwriter. He just keeps doing it. It's a long way from this song, way back to 1962, 63, Sounds of Silence and Homeward Bound and all those things that he wrote for Simon and Garfunkel. And then he went off on his own and did amazing things, including the Graceland album and the Song of the Saints and just some great stuff. He's a man who just continually works with all kinds of music. Anyway, this was recorded at the Prairie Home. He had an appearance on the Prairie Home. And this is part of it. There are 5 bonus tracks on here, and a couple of them are recorded at the Prairie Home Companion.
A new song. I stepped outside the backstage door to breathe some nicotine and maybe read my mailbox, see if I can read the screen. Then I heard a click, the stage door lock. I knew just what that meant. I'm gonna have to walk around the block if I wanna get in. A wristband, my man, you got to have a wristband. If you don't have a wristband, yeah, you don't get through the door. Wristband, my man, you got to have a wristband. And if you don't have a wristband, you don't get through the door. I can't explain it, I don't know why my heart beats like a fist when I meet some dude with an attitude saying, hey, you can't do that or this. And the man was large, a well-dressed 6'8". And he's acting like St. Peter standing guard at the pearly. Wristband, my man, you got to have a wristband. Yeah, you don't have a wristband, you don't get through the door. And I said, wristband? I don't need a wristband. My band is on the bandstand. My axe is on the floor. I mean, it's just
wristband. Wristband.
riots started slowly with the homeless and the lowly. Then they spread into the heartland, towns that never get a wristband, kids that can't afford a cool brand, whose anger is a shorthand for you'll never get a wristband. And if you don't get a wristband, my man, you don't get through the door. No, you don't get through the door. You don't get through the door.
Wristband.
I live on a battlefield, surrounded by the ruins of the love we built, and then destroyed between us. The smoke has cleared. As I stumble through the rubble, I'm dazed, seeing double, and I'm truly mystified. My new home is a shell hole filled with tears and muddy water. Broken heart all around. There is desolation and scenes of devastation. But love been torn apart. I live on a battlefield. I live on a battlefield. The one where not one single drop of blood has spilled. No less horrifying. Sweet memories, memories. Bygone situation, now shattered, lord and battered, lies scattered all around. My new home is a shell hole filled with tears and muddy water and bits of broken heart. I live on a battlefield. I live on a battlefield. Everything that can has gone wrong.
I live on a battlefield.
It's gonna take spine to carry on.
I live on a battlefield.
Like a drowning man coming up for air. For another survivor, I can't see one anywhere. My new home is filled with muddy water all around. There's bits of broken heart. My world is one of desolation and scenes of devastation. There is no consolation. Love been torn apart. I live on a battlefield.
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 Battlefield.
I live on a battlefield.
I live on a battlefield.
It's
So I'm going to the grave. Now the sorrowful parade to the riverbed. Must be half the county come down to the riverbank. High school is closed, same for the local police. Shall we tearfully embrace? Shall we sing Amazing Grace? Will the shallow river waters bring us peace? Army dude, only a son, nowhere to run. No one to turn to, he turns to the gun. It's a cross, it's a stone, it's a fragment of bone, it's a long walk.
So spoke Our Lady of Eternal Sorrow from the shelter of her cave.
In a carriage of white linen,
in her bed beneath the stairs,
in a carriage of
Jesse House of Women sanctified me there. witnessed me for certain. My own could not be found.
Oh, wow. The backup is all kind of similar on this album. Lots and lots of cool stuff. The Pine Hills Project. It's a fairly new album. Came out this last year. Lucy Kaplansky and Richard Schindel, who in their own rights are just amazing songwriters. And they collaborate so well on this album. Oh, my goodness me. And we heard St. Dolores. We heard I Live on a Battlefield. And we heard Lately from that album, Three Cuts. That's All We Can Air. So we did that. And that's how that goes. And then Paul Simon from his latest album. And we heard Riverbank and Wristband. We're going to hear one more from him. This song originally appeared on the Mother-Child Reunion album, his very first solo album. Came out again live on There Goes Rhyme and Simon Live, a really cool version of it. And now there's this version down on the Prairie Home, and it's pretty good as well. Duncan is the name of the song, and then we're going to go into something completely different. Alrighty? That's what it's all about. This is Inland Folk, Duncan.
Couple in the next room, bound to win a prize. They've been going at it all night long. Well, I'm trying to get some sleep, but these motel walls are cheap. Lincoln Duncan is my name, and here's my song. Here's my song. My father was a fisherman. My mama was a fisherman's friend. And I was born in the boredom and the chowder. So when I reached my prime, I left my home in the Maritimes and headed down the turnpike for New England, sweet New England. holes in my confidence, holes in the knees of my jeans. I was left without a penny in my pocket. Well, ooh-wee, I was about as destitute as a kid could be, and I wished I wore a ring so I could hock it. Seen a young girl in a parking lot. She's preaching to a crowd, singing sacred songs and reading from the Bible. Well, I told her I was lost, and she told me all about the Pentecost. I seen that girl as the road to my survival. Just later on, the very same night, she crept to my tent with a flashlight, and my long years of innocence ended. Well, she took me to the woods, saying, here comes something that feels so good, and just like a dog, I was befriended. I was befriended. What a night, oh, what a garden of delight. Even now that sweet memory lingers. I was playing my guitar and lying underneath the stars, just thanking the Lord for my finger, for my finger.
For the sheep. don't wanna hear a love song. I got on this airplane just to fly, and I know there's life below me, but all that you can show me is the prairie and the sky. And I don't wanna hear a sad story full of heartbreak and desire. The last time I felt like this, I was in the wilderness and the canyon was on fire. And I stood on the mountain in the night and I watched it burn. I watched it burn. I watched it burn.
I would wrap my
sidelines from the time I first saw you till I fell in love with your voice and your smile. I was there for your heartbreaks, there when you played heartbreaker. We were friends, maybe more than friends, just for a while. Took a van up that weekend to Columbia in the foothills, where the annual parade brings the old timers down. And there amidst the spare ribs and the corn cobs and the chicken, we slipped unawares into some mystery town. We wonder the the desert at dawn. The dark end of the alley where your lips met mine, and we waltzed our way up to the star-filled skies while the squeeze box played soft and low. Can you really let go of Columbia, amigo? Wife and two children. In the end, I guess her world pulled you stronger than mine. I'm down here in the Southland with my ceiling still again. Don't get out to those foothills much in summertime. But I often remember dark alley where our hearts entwine, where I would have been yours, where you might have been mine. Only now we'll never know. Can you really let go of Columbia? Can you
want him everywhere. And if he's beside me, I know I need never care. Oh, but to love him is to meet him everywhere. Knowing that love is to share. Each one believing that love never dies. Watching his eyes.
Ranch Romance. They had three albums out, Ranch Romance did, and they came out of the Seattle area. Joe Miller and Barbara Lamb and Nova Devino, can't remember. And then, and who was the bass player? Nancy Katz was the bass player, Ranch Romance. And they started out as like about a nine-person group, and then they just kind of like the Sons of the Pioneers. And they actually sort of did sort of western-y things. And then as they became a smaller group, they kind of diversified into some other things and a lot of original compositions and things, Ranch Romance. And they carved a niche. And some of them are in, there's a movie. I'm just trying to think of what movie they were in. It was about a singer I'll think of it, Georgia, somebody. Anyway, they were in that movie and they... They had it for a while. They had it going. And then, of course, they wound things up. Ranch Romance. But these albums are still pretty amazing. They were on Sugar Hill Records. Ranch Romance. Before that, we heard Emmy Lou. Lots of cool stuff. These are two sets. Two sets of five albums apiece called Emmy Lou Originals. And there are five albums in the first set and five in the second set. I don't know if they're the first 10 albums because there's an Emmy Lou 13 here. But, you know, I think they're the first 10, like, hit albums, like Warner Brothers albums. And it's really cool. It's a kind of a neat sort of a neat history of acoustic music in the 70s and early 80s. And Emmy Lou, of course, was such a big, huge part of that country folk thing. And then that country pop thing. And she still is. She still does some. She does a lot more original material now. A lot more material that is sort of alternative in nature. And that's the way she works. But we heard that wonderful version of Green Pastures with Ricky Skaggs and Willie and Dolly Parton. And Brian Bowers is on the auto harp in that one. And then we heard the great version of Boulder to Birmingham written with Bill Danoff, who helped John Denver write Take Me Home Country Roads or vice versa. And Here, There, and Everywhere. And we're going to hear one more. I love this. This is very traditional. Lots and lots of harmonies with the Whites on this one. And some great fiddle playing and everything. It's just neat the way they do it. Lots of harmonies. Love good harmonies. Here we go. Sorrow in the Wind.
Thank you.
indeed, indeed, Ranch Romance. Yes, indeed. And before that, Emmy Lou with that wonderful version of Sorrow in the Wind. The Rankin family in the background. Assistant producer Eun Jung Shin doing everything that makes this show work. Email me at dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047, and I will get back to you. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming back for lots more stuff. You just hang on, because we're coming back.